medical marijuana is a fascinating issue. The cause of that confusion in some people's mind, is it legitimate or is it the camel's nose under the tent and we're really all legalizers? It is always important when we're defining the proper role of government in the life of the individual. An overwhelming majority of citizens in this country have always felt we should not allow the government into our homes to monitor what books we read, to know what music we listen to observe how we conduct ourselves in the bedroom, or to decide whether we smoke marijuana or drink alcohol when we relax in the evening. It simply is none of the government's business, and it's time for us to stand up and say that. The stigma, clearly, for being a marijuana smoker is nowhere near as great today as it would have been 5 or 10 or 20 years ago, and certainly not 39 years ago when we first started normal. The first few years of normal, we couldn't even talk about the fact that we enjoyed smoking marijuana or that, for some people, marijuana can be a very positive experience. We do now, but back then, no way. If you were perceived as being even slightly pro-pot, you were too radical to be involved in the political process. We don't suggest you get up and get stoned in the morning. No, don't get stoned and go to work, and don't drive when you're stoned. If you do smoke marijuana, don't drive for at least a couple of hours. It's terribly important that we show that we're responsible smokers. But for many of us, smoking a marijuana cigarette allows us to stand back a half a step and get a slightly better perspective on life, and sometimes to be a bit more thoughtful than we had been before. So today, I'm quite proud to say I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults, and I would encourage adults who drink alcohol, give it a try. I think you'll find it fits in your life much better than alcohol. By the time people graduate high school in this country, and it's been true for consistent for about 20 years, between 48 and 52% of those high school graduates have smoked marijuana by the time they graduate. Yet the vast majority go on to college, they graduate, they get married, they have fulfilled lives. They're not potheads. They smoke for a short time when they're young, and then they may never smoke again. Or as some of the recent data is suggesting, when the kids grow up and leave the house and they've got an empty nest and they're semi-retired, they may, in fact, begin to smoke again because they have time on their hands and it's an enjoyable experience. But I think this whole concern about kids and marijuana is greatly overblown. Of course, we would rather our kids, and same thing with me, you don't want your kids experimenting with any drugs when they're young, and you want to defer that experience as long as possible. But by the time somebody's 16 or 17 or 18 years old in this country, you can pretty well bet they have experimented with marijuana, and for most of them, it appears to have no harmful effects. Normal actually defined the medical marijuana issue in 1972. We brought the first suit to try to force the government to reclassify marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 2 so a physician could prescribe it. Obviously, we're still at it after all these years, but we now do have, I guess, 14 states that have some version of medical marijuana that's legal if a doctor authorizes it. Many of the people that use it are seriously ill. They're cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy. They're MS patients. They're other patients who suffer serious diseases and conditions for which marijuana is, without question, very helpful to them. They should, of course, be at the front of the line. It's hard to imagine anyone in this country would want to deny an effective medication. The surveys show roughly 80% of the American public support that. Now, having said that, I will tell you, Normal thinks we ought to keep medical users separate from recreational users. I've been smoking for 44 years. I first smoked when I was a freshman at Georgetown Law School. I'm not a medical user. I smoke in the evening when I relax and watch the news. I pour a glass of wine and roll a joint, but it's not a medical use at all. So I don't want to fake that I'm sick. I don't want to move to California and get a doctor's recommendation. I think that's both dishonest, but I think it's also important that we win the political point that there's nothing wrong with responsible use of marijuana, and I'm not about to ask a doctor for permission to smoke. When pop culture began to embrace marijuana, to treat it either in a humorous fashion or in a kind of an ordinary fashion where major players in the script would smoke marijuana, and it didn't seem to cause them any great problem. you knew we were making progress because popular culture mimics, to some extent, change that's already going on. In some cases, they may even lead it a little, but generally they're reflecting changes that they picked up in the regular culture. So it's almost always a positive sign. Now, when individual athletes and celebrities get identified as marijuana smokers, we get a varied reaction because for a lot of them, like Phelps, he had tens of millions of dollars at stake, and it was clear that he was a marijuana smoker and had been for some time. But rather than having the courage to stand up and say, look, I just won 7 or 8 gold medals. Do you think it held me back? How good do you think I would have been if I wouldn't have been smoking pot? No, I made a mistake, you know, and he did the chicken shit option in this case. I am quite encouraged by the new administration. Now, part of that is because we were so disappointed under Bill Clinton's 8 years in that everybody knew he had been a smoker. He claimed he didn't inhale, but his policies towards marijuana were no different than his predecessors. The federal government continued to deny there was such a thing as even the medical use of marijuana. And under George Bush, it was horrible. I mean, the federal government was actually out arresting some of the dispensaries and occasionally even some of the patients in the states that had legalized medical use because it's still not recognized under federal law. Obama said during the campaign he would not use federal resources to go after and prosecute people who were operating legally under state medical use laws. He has followed through on that. His Attorney General, Eric Holder, made a statement recently which said that point. Now, it doesn't mean the states are free to do anything they want. What it said was, if patients and caregivers in the right now 13 states that have legalized medical use, if they're following the requirements of their state law, the federal government will not harass them. That's a major step forward. I think we're going to see more positive steps from the Obama administration, not immediately. My guess is, frankly, the biggest change will probably be if he's reelected. The first year of the second term is when I think you'll see some significant push for legal marijuana from the Obama administration.